day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau serves agriculture across all 77 Oklahoma counties. They're invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau is all about improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is excited about being a part of the 100th anniversary convention of the American Farm Bureau in New Orleans, where I have coverage with radio reports, web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our daily email, and via our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Our coverage powered by the strongest and largest farm organization in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Well, firm gains were seen throughout the live cattle and feeder cattle trade today as buyers started to regroup and move back into the market following sluggish market moves over the past couple of days. March corn futures about 5 cents lower, the Dow Jones 44 points higher, NASDAQ up 4 points. In live cattle here today, futures bounced higher with buyers steadily moving back into the complex with 32.50 cent gains. The ability to move February futures above 125.35 per hundredweight price levels set earlier in the week is a strong possibility with markets trading today at 125.10 per hundredweight. A move to these new contract highs in February futures likely to spark some additional follow-through buying throughout the end of the week. Cash cattle markets, meanwhile, sluggish today with a few bids in several areas. Live bids were seen at $119 in Texas, while dress bids in Nebraska developed at $192 per hundredweight. Asking prices restated today at $125 to $126 live and $200 dressed. Trade is not expected to be seen until sometime on Friday. Over in feeder cattle, futures were mixed today in a narrow trading range with prices hovering from 2 cents lower to 25 cents per hundredweight higher. The focus on renewed buyer support in live cattle trade throughout the day, helping to bring a sense of stability through the feeder cattle trade. January futures continued to hold a premium of nearly $2 per hundredweight over March futures as the short-term outlook remains firm. Meanwhile, grains were lower today with corn trade 4 to 5 cents lower, with selling after a flat overnight session. Soybean trade 16 to 18 cents lower after reports of reduced production only slightly, though. Meal was 5.50 to 6.50 lower and oil 40 to 50 points lower. And finally today, wheat trade was 4 to 6 cents lower, with trade moving lower after failing to hold gains from yesterday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.